Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mosaic of Love radio show, where everything love related will be discussed and you have the opportunity to learn more about all the aspects of love. I am Laura Harju, a love coach and your guide on your journey towards your true love. You can find me at lovecoachlauraharju.com, where I write a blog about my true love journey, and I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/lovecoachlauraharju, and I would love to hear from you. When you're listening to this, and if you want to call in and comment or ask a question, you can do that from the US by calling to number 646-787-1676. And to really come into the show, just press 1. If you're outside of US, just send me a message in Facebook and I will take that part of the show as well. So today I have the honor to have as my guest a certified dating and relationship coach for women, Rayeka Yakmai. She is the founder and CEO of Dating with Confidence, and she is a certified life coach and a dating and relationship expert for single women, as well as a professional opera singer. She's been featured in Your Tango, Blog Talk Radio, Nourishing Real Talk, Kerr, 6:70 a.m., Guy Sky Radio, Puzzle.com, The Bright Side of Life, Learn It Live. She excels in teaching chronically single women how to create and maintain the relationship they desire but haven't been able to find on their own. An Iranian-American, Rayeka is an expert in intercultural dating. She educates and empowers women to date with confidence, grace, playfulness, and curiosity in the 21st century. Following her proven dating success system, women are not only being able to access a deep sense of self-love and self-confidence, but they learn how to overcome feelings of dating frustration and romantic rut, and to create an amazing new life filled with limitless possibilities and the love life they have been searching for. So welcome, Rayeka. It's really an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, excellent. And today you are going to reveal why smart, successful women have a hard time dating and exactly what they can do about it to achieve the same success in their love lives as they have in their careers. So, yeah, I know very many successful women that have everything else in place, but the romantic love. So yeah, we are here to help today.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited to be talking about this with you. So let's get going.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, jump right into it. So according to you, why do many smart and successful women have a tendency to date the wrong guys?
Well, I think one of the main things that we need to take into account, Laura, is that different situations, different circumstances require us to show up differently. And what happens oftentimes is that smart and successful, high-achieving women bring their kind of action-oriented get things done, which is what many of us coaches call masculine energy, which is required from them in the workspace and necessary. They bring that into their dating and love life space. And that is the beginning of the conflict. That conflict energy affects their love life in a negative way. And I want to for our listeners, clarify what is the difference between masculine and feminine so that we're clear about, at least in the realms of this conversation, what that means. You know, the masculine energy is the part of us that gets things done. That's like, you know, it leads and it's like, you know, do this, do that, you know, turn to the right, or needs to be right at times at work. And the feminine energy is definitely not what a girly girl is, but it's the open, nurturing, inviting, taking care of self-love and love of others kind of energy. And when that energy, which is so important for creating a connection in a romantic way with a person, with another person, is missing, that's what happens. And when women start treating their love lives as another work experience, that's where the conflict is, you know. And it's really important that we are aware of that when we are stepping into these different roles, you know. And that doesn't mean we have multiple personality disorder. It's knowing when is it appropriate to show up with what sort of skill sets. It's really that. We learn the skill sets to be a successful woman, an empowerful woman. We become CEOs, we become surgeons, we become lawyers, doctors, managers. But, and we go to school for that for many, 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 many years. But name one person who's gone to school to create their love life.
Yeah, it's not something that we teach in schools, how to create love, how to maintain romantic relationships. So, yeah, absolutely. That's something that is missing from the curriculum.
Yeah. It is. And then so we go to these situations and then we want to bring what we've studied in school for, 20 years or so, because we go to school for 12 years, get our diploma, and then another like 6 years or 7 years, depending on what we're studying, So we bring this, experience into our dating, situation. And guess what, ladies? The guy doesn't want to date another guy. If he's a straight guy who wants to date a woman, he's not interested in another masculine, chop-chop kind of let's-get-going type energy. He needs a break from that. And so do we. So do we as women. We don't want that either. We want a man who is able to be softer and who is able to be vulnerable and open and... So both sides need that, and so it's really important to know where do we use what skill sets. What role is appropriate for this situation?
That was very interesting that you brought up that it's not only that we as women should embrace the feminine energy in our romantic relationship, but also the male, that he too should be open to the feminine energy in him to let that growth come through.
Absolutely. A man's man is not a type of man who is forceful and bossy, but a man's man is somebody who knows when to take the lead and when to read the signs to take the lead and, be able to have that part of him that is vulnerable and open and is able to confide and is open to accepting our shortcomings and being able to say, I'm sorry when something goes wrong. You know, nothing is more attractive to me personally as an empowered woman, as somebody who's, you know, done a lot of work on herself. Nothing turns me on more when my boyfriend, Tim, you know, says, you know what, you're right, I should have done that, or accepts, you know, what his role, he takes responsibility. To me, that's such a turn on. That makes me fall in love with him all over again, 600 times over, you know. But also, it's and so it's, and again, you know, this really is important for both sides. You know, we both got to take responsibility, and part of taking their responsibility is the way we show up around love and around creating a romantic relationship, which is to be soft, to be open, to be vulnerable. And that word is scary, right? Because when we're vulnerable, we have to take risks. And that the risk is, what if he doesn't understand? What if he or she makes fun of me? What if he or she takes advantage of that? And it's really our personal responsibility to get to a point where that does not affect us. Yes, of course, we will get upset, we will get sad, we can even get depressed for a bit, but to let that fear to get so big, to not to harden on the surface and not let anybody in because we're so afraid that we're going to be hurt or rejected, well, that's completely then the person's loss who's doing that, because the rest of the world is going to go on and strengthen themselves and empower themselves and get to a point where they're like, it's okay for us to not be a match, it's okay to be disappointed, it's okay to be heartbroken, and then you just pull up your sleeves and go on with the next experience, and you don't stop until you create what your heart desires. And that's where the words are. That's where you and I come in and we help people. We mentor them because it's not easy. You know, you and I didn't get where we are, you know, overnight. Time commitment. And I think that it's really those who choose to learn how to be stronger and how to empower themselves and how to be more involved with the process of something rather than the results of something, there's a lot of success that comes from that. That's where the miracle happens.
Absolutely. Yeah. The thing that when you commit to something and tell the universe that this is what I want, so then, as you said, miracles start to happen. So that's the point where everything is possible and you can get whatever you desire. So absolutely. When we are speaking about taking responsibility of about ourselves and our growth and our commitments, I always think that the awareness is the first step into a change. So what is the number one mistake that smart women are making when dating?
Well, I mean, we can dig this, right, and go like totally deep. but God, where do I begin? I think that one of the, I think that one of the most important thing that's missing, if we want to go to the baseline, because, you know, I like to work always from the base up, with the foundation up. And I think the foundation of the number one mistake that smart women are making in the dating part of their life is mindset. It's this mindset around things have to go a certain way, or I don't want to waste my time. I don't have time, or there, you know, I don't want to make any mistakes. And here's the thing, any of those things, I mean, I can go on and on and on with mindset. You know, there are not no good guys out there. Good guys, men don't want to be with smart, successful women, or men want to be with smart, successful women and take advantage of them, financially or whatever it is. And with any of those mindsets, you are 100% setting yourself up for failure, because that's how you're showing up to your date. You're kind of showing up with what I call, and I learned this actually, I'd like to give credit to the person that I learned the term from, Marnie Batista, is another love coach. You know, you show up with your boxing gloves, and you're sitting at the dating table, right, like you meet somebody for coffee or dinner or whatever, and you're there, and all you're thinking is, I don't want to be taken advantage of. I don't want to make the same mistakes as before. I don't want, what are they thinking? Like, there's a lot of judgment going on. Rather than taking the boxing glove, putting it aside or burning it, and sitting there and being open to experiencing that moment, because the more you could just be and experience that very moment, I guarantee you, you get to know the guy so much faster. It doesn't take long for us to reveal our personalities. But when we are playing these mind games, and when we're coming from a place of fear and weakness, and kind of we think we're being smart, but we really are not, because what we're doing is we're kind of living in our stories rather than living in what the reality is. So we're coming in and we're not experiencing the guy, and we are not showing up at our best. So what we're doing is we think we're showing up as our awesome person, but what we're doing is we're leaking all this fight, protecting, doubtful, untrusting energy. And it's coming across as confusing to the guy. It's like, what is going on here? You know? Yeah. And I hear this time and again from smart women. You know, like my clients are mostly, you know, doctors, lawyers, and women who are, you know, I've created a lot of success in their careers and financial life, but they're not, you know, they're not able to figure out this part of the piece of the puzzle. And they're like, well, I want a man who's going to prove to me that they're worthy. It's a two-way street. You too have to prove that you're worthy. So if we go by that mindset, we're kind of setting ourselves up to fight and conflict. Rather than, most of the time, right, we have this energy of ruling out people rather than ruling them in. But what if we go to a date and we're like, well, let's see what we have in common. And most importantly, let's see what am I learning about myself from this dating experience. And that, all that, you know, do you see how that mindset piece can turn into this big ball of problems when go in and say, you know, I'm just going to be my best, do my best, and try to learn who is this person. And then I will decide if we are a match or not. We don't have to necessarily decide if we're a match right now, today, or in the next 4 or 5 dates. That's why we date, to get to know them.
Yeah, absolutely. Those kind of thoughts that go through people's mind before and during when they are meeting others, they have a huge impact how the other person is reacting on you. So of course, and as you said, that the signals that you are sending to this guy are mixed when you try to be your best, but then you are like trying to evaluate if this man is the one from the spot. And as you said, give yourself and the other person time to get to know each other. So it's just that, yeah, I usually encourage people to go on dates, to just go and meet an amazing personality, meet an amazing person, and don't even think about if it's going to be the one at that night, but just, yeah, try to learn as much as you can about that person, and yeah, absolutely give the same opportunity to the other one as well to learn to know you, so that he or she can decide if you are the one for them.
Exactly, Laura. One of the biggest things is that women, you know, here's the deal. Anything that's worth having requires investment of energy. That energy could be time, that energy could be financially, that energy could be but how you show up. So going on a first date, because you don't want to waste your time, and or you're running out of time. You know, a lot of my clients are in, you know, their 40s or close to their 40s, and there's this concept of, I want to have a kid. But here's the deal. You have to take responsibility for the fact that this is the time that you have decided to attend to this situation. So you can't just fast forward the process and go on a date and push for that person to be the right person. It requires you to go on a date, take your time, get to know the person. And the reality is you're not going to get to know them in one or two or five dates. It's going to take a good 6 months to know if somebody has your five non-negotiables or not, meaning your five absolute must-haves. And I always tell my clients, no more than five, because otherwise you've got to date yourself. You know, you have five things that you absolutely must have, and the rest of it is communication and collaboration and partnership. And so you're not going to know that, because it takes time to know if somebody's words and actions are matching.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's very bring that up, because I am always saying that my ladies should write as long list as possible with all the aspects and qualities and everything that they can think of that they would want to have in a man. And then, as you said, pick the, let's say, five most important things so that are for you the deal breakers, that if they aren't a match, so then it's off. And you know it from the get-go, so that you are not wasting your time, but you need to know what you're after.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, because otherwise date yourself if you have any more than five.
Exactly. Yes. So there's, you are getting more prospects when your absolute must list isn't that long, because as you said, everything else is those things when you know that you can come the halfway in those situations. So yeah, you can make compromises on other areas when you know the absolute must-haves that you do have that aren't. For example, if you want to have kids, so then a man who is saying that he doesn't, so then it's a deal breaker for you. And you know that, okay, this man is maybe could be a very good friend, but nothing more.
Yes. And it's okay. It's okay to know that somebody is not a match. But if we're going with this mindset of, I can't find anybody, I've never been successful, or all men are bashing men, I always tell women, if you're bashing men, don't look for them. Don't look for love with them, because that just doesn't make any kind of logical sense. If we think men are not good, then why do we want to create a life with them? And why do we want to share our most intimate, you know, parts of our lives with them, right? So that mindset to begin with is not going to be helpful. But go into this knowing that it requires time, it requires energy, and if you want to have a successful love life, the most important thing is for you to have a very, and this is like to kind of generalize it, and you and I know that, that there's so much more that goes into this, but for the sake of the time of the radio show, you know, I'll just generalize it. You have to have that positive mindset to go in, but that, but of course, there's so much to be said about that positive. What is that positive mindset? And, you know, and it's so understandable. And this is not to dismiss, you know, these lovely women who are coming to this situation, to this, you know, dating situation. They have history, you know, they've had their hearts broken, they've had their lives turned upside down, many of them, they've gone through divorce or they've had exes who have cheated on them or abused them or mentally, physically, you know, emotionally, financially. And so there is history for sure. That's not to be dismissed. And that's why this work on ourselves is crucial. It's so important because this new person that we want to bring into our lives is not interested in dating our past.
And everything starts from within. That's exactly what I teach as well, that we need to be okay who we are at this moment with our past. And and of course, loving ourselves so that others can love us as well. So important.
Absolutely.
Message.
Absolutely. It's not even possible without it, you know, because then we are dating somebody based on our limitations. And here's the deal. If we, you know, like a lot of smart women say, you know, I want a man who's above me, or like, you know, better than me. And I want to tell them, so that means you're lower than them. Right?
Yeah.
So be careful about what you're saying. You want a partnership.
Yeah, you want to be equal.
Yes, equal in a way that you're both putting, you know, you're bringing your differences and you're making it work. And there's a conversation around it.
Yeah. When we have been speaking about the big thing, the mindset that is affecting women's ability to find the right guy, so do you have any simple way to share with us how women can create success in their love lives?
Absolutely. So the first thing I would say is that, well, here's the deal. Let me backtrack. Yes and no. There's no simple way around it. Like, that's like saying, is there any simple way to get my degree in engineering? Yes and no, right? So, no, let's start with a negative. No, meaning it's not an overnight thing. You got to put time and energy and resources into it. And yes, there are solutions. Absolutely, there's solutions. Like, so dating is the same thing, right? Like anything, you get out of something what you put into it, right? So there are some really simple ways to make changes that can have a major effect on one's chances for success in love. So like not comparing yourself to other, putting the past in the past, learning the art of feminine communication. But these are ideas that are rooted in beliefs and practices, right? So knowing that you should do these things and actually taking the time to shift your beliefs and habits through practice are two different things, right? So, and it can be difficult to do this alone, which is why working with an expert, a mentor, a coach is so effective, because a lot of times what I see happening with women is that they know that they are aware, they have the awareness, but what they don't know is how to put that awareness into action. There's a lot of, I know, and I always tell them, well, then act like you know. You're not acting like you know.
Yeah.
Right? I call that psychological entertainment. So, right? So it's really, and I shouldn't say I call it. I actually heard it. I hate just saying, like, I call it. Like, I came up with it. No, I actually learned this also from somebody else who, and I can't remember where it was, but I always love to give credit to people that teach me stuff. Mm. So, so basically, you know, the simple way is to accept that there is things that you want to learn, right? The simple way is to say, okay, let me pull up my sleeves and go about this the way I went about creating a career. Now, obviously, you don't need 20 years to learn what to do, and that's, you know, that's why people like me and you have blogs and have programs and have lots of free resources and lots of paid resources. I mean, it really depends on the level of the person. But check out these resources, because the reality is that none of us, I don't know of a place, and I don't know everything, obviously, but, and I'm really interested if there is a resource like this, but I don't know of any schooling program, any country that simultaneously, as you're going to school to create, you know, to learn how to live and then have a career, that teaches you how to find your partner in life. I don't know of it. So
I haven't heard either.
Really important. Yeah, right? So I think that that's where our work comes in. That's why we have these love courses, because finding your love partner is the most important decision one will make in their life, more important than your career, because your career doesn't talk back at you. Your career doesn't make decisions for you. Your career doesn't look into your finances. Your career doesn't have a baby with you.
True.
Right? But our life partner is a breathing, living human being with their own set of opinions and decisions and life goals.
Yeah, absolutely.
And learning how to maneuver that is really important. So the simple answer is educate yourself. And there is no shortage of good resources out there. You know, there are so many wonderful love coaches out there. And there is really no excuse, because you can't say, I don't have the I don't have the money. There is so many free resources out there, you know. So it really is up to you to simply say, I admit that I don't know everything, and to admit that you cannot go create your love life in the same formula that you created your career. Admitting that I need to learn is really the simple answer. The not so simple answer is to do the work and put it into your everyday practice. And the good thing about learning these things is this. Creating our love, putting these kind of like new mindset works, you don't have to be in a relationship to do it. You can practice it with your sister. You can practice it with your colleague. You can practice it with your mom. It's amazing that when we change our social practicing or the way we bring our new mindset into our social life or social aspect, it kind of leaks into the other parts of our lives, you know. You will learn that even at your work, you don't have to always be hard and bossy boss. See, there is a difference between a boss, Laura, and a leader. boss is somebody who has masculine energy. Do it, do this, do that. Absolutely no, they don't listen. You know, it's their way or the highway. And people are scared of them. Who wants to work with that? Right? But a leader is somebody that sees the strength in different, you know, different people that are working with them. First of all, they don't think people are working for him or her. They are thinking that people are working with him and with her. And they see the strength and they let that person run with their strength and create something amazing. That same type of mindset can leak into your dating life. You know, if
Absolutely.
We stop constantly wanting to turn the person that we are dating into this idea that we have about dating and understanding that people lead their lives in different ways, but we can come together in our five common denominators, go with that, and then the rest, sometimes agreeing to disagreeing, sometimes agreeing that the differences is good. It's okay.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly.
You know, and not everything has to be your way.
True. At this point, I want to tell or remind the listeners that if they are wanting to join our conversation, ask questions or anything, so from the U.S., you can do that by calling in 646-787-1676 and press 1. And other outside of US, just send me a message in Facebook so I can take that in, and Rayka and I can answer that as well. And
absolutely.
When you want to learn more about Rayka, so you can find her on her website, datingwithconfidencecoaching.com, and there are other resources. You can find her in Facebook, there's a private group where you can join, YouTube, Twitter, so just contact her. And as you said, Rayka, we usually have free resources. I am offering people 2 free coaching sessions, and you have this amazing broken picker solution, a free guide that goes into detail about how to identify relationship ready men and avoid unavailable guys starting now. So you can find that free guide on her website, datingwithconfidencecoaching.com/broken picker solution. So go in and download that as well.
Yeah, and I want to add to that, Laura. I want to add to that that in that broken picker solution, not only you're going to learn about the different types of men that are in the dating world that come across as dating as relationship ready, so that you know which one is a relationship ready and which one is not, but also I give you 3 simple steps on how to how to notice these things about a guy. So basically three basic steps for dating. But you can start there and then go with that.
Excellent. Beautiful. We have a couple of questions and about 20 minutes time. So tell us a little bit more about the guidance. How can women read men and identify those relationship-ready men?
Well, so here is the deal. It comes about educating yourself. So when you, I don't want to give away what's in the training, because it's really all written in the training, both read. There's a complete guide PDF that you can download and read it if you're a reader. And if you're somebody like me who likes to listen to things, you know, like audio, there's also a recording of it that you can download and listen to it whenever your heart wants. And,
beautiful.
And the cool thing about this gift is that when you opt in to get the gift, you are able to actually get access to talking to me for 20 minutes. And when you read the email, you know, as they come to you, if you follow through and be part of my community, that's going to be there. Because, there is no kind of, like we were talking, Laura, there is no short way to getting this, right? It's a process.
So
in this guide particularly, we're going to learn about the four types of men that are in the dating world that come across as relationship ready. And one of these four is the relationship ready man. So we talk about the what the particular characteristics of a relationship ready man is. And then we talk about the player, the needy, and the kind of like quality casual guy type guy. So the non-committal, basically. But they all have these qualities that when you meet them, you're like, oh my God, I hit jackpot, you know? And if we're not mindful and if we're not aware and educated, what happens is we get ourselves into a situation and then 5 months later, we're like, why did I do that? And then 10 years later, we're like, why am I picking the same guys, you know, but just they have just different faces. Why am I constantly making the same dating mistakes, right? And here is the deal, Laura, that I mentioned in this book right off the bat, is or in this booklet or guide. We are the common denominator between all of our failed relationships. Now, we can point the finger all we want at the guys and say, he cheated on me, he didn't, you know, provide, he was lazy, he didn't want to commit, he just wanted sex. We can say all this stuff and keep pointing the finger. But here's the deal. When you're pointing your finger at somebody, you're pointing 3 more fingers back at yourself. Right now, you'll see. You know? So it really is our sole responsibility to change the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And that requires a little bit self-awareness and ability to look back and learn from those situations and really see how are you acting in those situations? How can you change yourself so that you would get different kind of results in the future as well?
Exactly. It requires honesty. You know, it requires us to be honest with ourselves.
Yeah.
And really, this is something I learned from my parent, from my dad. You know, he always told me, no matter what you do, make sure you do not lie to yourself.
Yep.
And that has always stayed with me. I think that's such an important, you know, it's very important to know that.
Yeah, it is, because the relationship that you have with yourself is the only one that you can count on. It's the only one that will last forever and forever. And it's the only person that is with you 24/7. So if you cannot be honest in that relationship, how do you think that you can be honest in others either?
Yes, exactly. And be the person that you want to attract, right? So if you want to attract a guy that is open, kind, trusting, has worked on himself, knows how to communicate, is responsible, be that person and show up as that person. Responsibility doesn't mean just going to work. Responsibility in a true meaning, in a base level meaning, is when you take responsibility for the person that you are as you are showing up to yourself, your life, and the people around you.
Uh-huh.
If you're going on a
Absolutely.
Date and you have your boxing gloves on, don't expect the guy to be so impressed with you.
Yeah,
remember, he's just as nervous as you are.
Exactly. No matter how hard they try to cover it up. So, yeah, of course, because they are in the same situation as you are.
Right? And here's the deal. A lot of times we think guys don't have, we want guys to have feelings, but then we act as women as they don't have any emotions and feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we expect them to just come after us and prove to us that we're worthy, and then we give them a hard time. It doesn't work that way, you know, especially nowadays. It doesn't work that way. You got to be the person you want to attract. And I think in many ways it's harder for men to date than for women, because do they get the door for the woman or do they not? Because it's 21st century. Does the woman get upset? You know, do they think they're weak or do they think they're not? Do they pay for a date or do they not pay for a date? Like, it's so confusing to them because the role of women has changed now. So if you want to be this empowered, you know, independent woman, then that goes into your love life as well. You know, you can't all of a sudden expect to be somebody else and treat it differently. But the most, I think, the way to make it work is to have the balance between the masculine and feminine energy, you know, and know when to pull back, know when to let the guy win with you and give him something to win with you. If you're closed off, you're not giving him anything to play with, to work with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that are so important things, and I highly recommend everybody go and get this free guide from Rijeka where everything is lined up in details. But for the listeners at this point, so what are, can you name like one specific quality that these four types of men have, just to get people started and interested in, like, to learn more?
You mean one quality of each type?
Yeah, you mentioned the relationship ready and the player and the not committed ready, the casual type, and then there was the fourth one, the needy one. So, yeah, just to get people on the right track.
You want me to, but you want me to give like one quality, like one example of each type.
If you feel comfortable doing that,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
I would love to.
No, I just want to make sure I know the question. I understand the question. Sure. So let's start with the player type. So the player type is the one that he comes on very fast, you know, and he is bold and he is not afraid to approach you. And, you know, it feels like he's not going to take no for an answer. But you got to read the rest of it to know what to do with it. And, you know, because the relationship rating man is not going to take no for an answer either, but there is a difference between the two of them, right? So I'll leave that for you to read it in the guide. And then the needy type, well, this one, he can easily come across as a relationship type. But, you know, we kind of get this feeling like he's too good to be true. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, is it possible? Because he opens up very easily. He can be vulnerable very easily. He can, you know, show his emotions very easily. He can be charming and complimentary and affectionate. But read the rest of the guide to know what else is up with this type. And then there's a non-committal type that's called the casual one that, you know, it's a guy that has the degree and has the job and very successful and dresses well and is sharp. And you're like, wow, you know, wow, I didn't know that they even exist anymore, right? And he's responsible and he has an attractive social life. And he you know, there's a lot of chemistry, right? That connection going on. But when it comes down to it, there is one thing that's really important to this guy, and I guarantee it's not you. It's not the woman. So read and see what that is. And when it comes to the relationship-ready one, this is my favorite. This always reminds me of my boyfriend. this is the one, this type of guy is consistent. And that's why I say time is important. Because over time, he shows his consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, he includes you in his plans. He follows up with you. He includes you in his future talks. So I don't want to give away all of it because I want you to go and read and take notes. It's easy. Again, I don't want this to turn into some psychological entertainment. Oh, she said this. It sounds really good. Okay, off I go back to what I was doing before. So I'm all about, you know, taking action and getting results. I want to hear from the lovely ladies who actually are going to go in and get the gift. Write to me. Tell me what is your takeaway. Tell me what else you want to know. Like, I want to know. I want results. You know, through process, not overnight, because, you know, if I could do that, I would be a millionaire by now. but I don't read minds and I can't create overnight success. But if you are into process and if you're into reading or listening to this audio guide, then I want to hear from you because that's what Laura, you know, that's why you and I are here. We're here to provide service and information to women who are very intentional about creating their love life.
Absolutely. Yes, and we want results for you. It is not for us. We are here to help, to serve, and we want, yeah, we want you experience the same kind of love that we, me and Rayeka, have already in our lives, and that we have. We want to teach you what we have learned from our past so that you wouldn't need to repeat those same mistakes, that your journey would be a little bit shorter and a little bit more comfortable.
Exactly. And it doesn't have, dating is supposed to be fun. Dating is supposed to be joyful. And it really is a skill set. It really is a skill set. It's not, it's, and you know, the, and I know this question is so common, especially with smart women, it comes up, well, my cousin didn't have to do that, and she has a good relationship, or my mother didn't have to do that, and she has a relationship, or my friends didn't have to do that. And my answer to you, lovely lady, is we're not talking about them, we're talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Let's not compare. If you are the one who's looking to create a love life that's dynamic, amazing, with a committed man who wants to be with you, then let's focus on what you need to do, not what your mom and cousins and friends did.
Exactly. Yes, because we are all individuals, and the things that work for them don't necessarily work for you, and that's why we are here, so that we could help you find your way. We are offering our expertise, but then again, you are going to choose what works for you, and you are going to find your way, and we are just here to support you on there and making the life, the journey as fun as possible. Because when you are coming from a place that you are enjoying what you're doing, then, it doesn't matter. You will ease up the stress to find somebody, and you will radiate more positive energy, as Rayeka mentioned earlier about the positive mindset. So that's, I think, that one of the things that would be included to that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We are coming to slowly to the end of this lovely interview. So thank you, Rayeka. Do you have anything else that you would want to share with the audience before we wrap this one up?
I would just say, you know, don't ever let your fears get in the way of you creating a life that is filled with love, especially romantic love, because our careers, are the money that we make, none of that at the end of it matters. It matters how much we love and how much we were loved. I just lost my uncle to glioblastoma, stage 4 brain cancer. And I cannot say how much I learned from this experience, heartbreaking experience of, you know, him being surrounded by his wife and daughter and myself, my mom, my aunt, my uncle, my dad, my family, all of us coming together from all around and constantly being with him for the 10 months that he was going through this, you know, horrifying battle. And to see that, you know, none of the stuff that he had in terms of finances or work, none of it at the end mattered. What mattered is that when he went into coma and he was leaving us the day before he left this earth, we were around him, singing for him, playing instruments, loving him, loving each other. There was so much love in that room. And it really was a wake-up call for me. I love working. And it was like, wow, it's so important. Mm-hmm. I even am more intentional about creating my love life with Tim and with being with him and creating what we want, because that's what matters at the end. Our legacy is in the love that we have and we give away. So don't let your fears get in your way. If you don't know something, if you don't know how to go about it, it's fine. None of us were born out of our mom's bellies knowing how to go and find a love partner. So it's okay to ask questions and educate ourselves.
Absolutely. Yes. And yeah, the places to start is, of course, your nearest ones. But as we said, there, what they did doesn't necessarily work for you, and that's why we are here, to share our expertise so that you would have even broader variety where to choose from. So if you are resonating everything that Rijke has been sharing with us today, so check her out on her website, datingwithconfidencecoaching.com. And look her up from Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and join her private Facebook group to, yeah, I'm sure that you are sharing there even more juicy content them too.
It's free, but it is private and closed, so it is completely what you say in the group is in the group. Other people on Facebook cannot see it. Dating tips for savvy single ladies. If you are a woman who is intentional about creating your love life and you're serious about it, then you're my peeps. Come on over. I'd love to be of support with you. And Laura, one thing that you brought up, which was really, really important, I think, is that you said, you know, it's, you know, of course, ask your close ones. But a tangent on that is, remember, ladies, that your friends and your sisters or brothers or moms, they're not love coaches. And, you know, it's like learning like anything where you go to learn from an expert. It's important to learn from somebody whose work is this, you know, like Laura, like myself, like many, many, many love coaches. I mean, as I said, there's no shortage of love coaches in the world. So pick the one that resonates with you and learn from that. Or pick the one, you know, maybe there's five people you would like to learn from. That's fine. But, you know, don't necessarily, because sometimes we go with our loved ones, you know, with our friends, and they're not an expert. So they're teaching us their limiting beliefs. And you want somebody who holds space that is bigger than that for you. So that was just something
excellent
I wanted to put in there.
Beautiful. Thank you for mentioning that, because absolutely, we want to set you free from your limiting beliefs and, yeah, so that you can have everything that you desire. Well, thank you so much, Rijke, for coming into the show. I really appreciate this,
My pleasure.
I learned a lot, so always fun.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you so much for having me. I had such a great time, great, great conversation, and I look forward to more of these chats with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah. And for the listeners, Thank you for tuning in. We will meet again in 2 weeks with another amazing guest. So until then, live fully, love openly, and yeah, that's from Brendan. I've been reading about him lately. So yeah, but thank you, Raika, and thank you, everybody. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.